an attempt, a suggestion of something different than we've been doing usually. It happens to be Chayish Mishpah related in a tangential way. It happens to be what I'm Isaac in right now because of my Kol Yeshiva. We just finished the end of Chayish Mishpah, Hilchos Nezikin, Mazik Mom Chaveiro, Mazik Chaveiro. And at the end of the Simonim, it talks also about Yonei Hatzolos Nefashis, and Meiser, and Raidev, and Sakonais, and the Isser to have Sakonais, and these kind of be Mazel person, if you're in a situation of Sakona. There's a number of discussions in Shulchan Aruch towards the end of Chayish Mishpah about these in Yonim. And the Reshiva, Zazayin Gazun, Ravon Feldman, has been pushing for a while that at some point we have to make a Limud out of end-of-life and health-related pikuach nefesh situations, shailas of halacha, which aren't properly unknown and understood, he believes. So I've been promising him when we get to those who want the end of Chayish Mishpat, we're going to make a limud out of that. So we're just right now starting that this week. Just gave a bechina last week on Nezikin. This is not exactly that. Although we could go that direction if there's an interest. This is Zach, I did not speak out over there. But it's a related inyan, and it comes from the Simon Shulchan Aruch at the last Simon and the Chayish Mishpat. Has got to do with Yoni Sakana, and since it's a mitzvah, say that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch say over there. So I guess an Erlich Yid has to be doing all the mitzvahs, including being safe. I guess it goes in Erlich also. And I therefore am making a presentation to see whether this is something that the Eilim has an interest in. Then we will continue along these lines because there's a lot of fascinating sugyas that go related to this. And if not, then we'll go back to more conventional dini mamonos. I'm ready to do either way that the other wants to go. But for today, this is what I have right now to share with you. Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Chayish Mishpat, has a lashon of the Rambam verbatim. The Rambam constantly has combinations of halachas, hilchas, tefillin v'sefer Torah, or hilchas chayvul amazik. He'll make combinations of a bunch of different halachas. Hilchas lulav v'sefer, hilchas chanukah and purim. That'll be one set of halachas together. So he has halachas of hilchas rotzeach v'shmiras nefesh, which at each one of those cases he'll have certain problem with hilchas chanukah and certain problem with hilchas megillah. Likewise, over here, out of 12 prakim, the first 10 prakim is Hilchos Rotzeach, Meizim V'Shagig. The last two prakim is Hilchos Shmiras HaNefesh. And he has two prakim, one of the lachos of Shmiras HaNefesh. Now, this is separate in part from that which he has in Hilchos Deos, all the way to the beginning of the Rambam. Two prakim about health-related recommendations and even some Yisurim that come in over there as well. We'll mention that soon. The Rambam, at the end, has two prakim. It's really Hilchos Shmiras HaNefesh. People call it Hilchos Rotzeach because that's the beginning of the prakim, but it's really separate, which is brought down verbatim in Chayish Mishpat in the last siman at the end of Chayish Mishpat. That says, now the sugya over there directly is coming from the din of making a ma'ake, a protective fence around a roof or around a balcony. It applies in houses, apartments, in many instances. And the requirement of a shul which has a balcony for the women, and the din of a makeh requires that it should be a 10 tefachim tall, which usually they're shorter than that, which is in the normal way that they make fences, is between 30 and 31 inches tall, and the shear of a of 10 tefachim, depending on different shittos, usually exceeds that. So we have an upstairs, we made our shul, we made an extra extension of an extra couple inches, welded on in steel, and another railing on top of that to be able to have a proper makeh. My railing around my back porch, I put an extra couple inches of extension and then made everything on top of that. Anyway, there's lachos of a makeh at the end of Chayish Mishpah. We're not doing that right now. Good if you want. But over there, as in Hamastayev, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol michshol sheyesh bo sakanas nefashos, any kind of a hazard that could be dangerous. Mitzvos Aseh, Rambam describes it. Mitzvahs asei lahasirai. If there's something hazardous, you have to get rid of it. Something that could be exposed wiring, or something that could be sharp and that could cut people, or something that a place that people could fall from, or whatever it might be that's hazardous. Ul hishamer himeno, and to be cautious to avoid getting into a dangerous situation. Ul hizara bedarba yafa yafa, and to take precautions to stay away. Asus yagle tarba here, asus yagle sakana, to stay far away. That's a mitzvah asay. That's the Rambam's chiddush, that there's such a business asay in being safe. First of all, there's a seichel yosher. You know, a person was given common sense by the Baruch Hashem to be able to be a mensch, even before to be tamal chayit, to be a mensch. And
is he talking about the part of the person who's causing the?
No, for a
person
himself.
To stay away.
Right. Business say, let's see, Uli Sham, Uli Zar, but Dari Avi Yafa. The person has to be careful. Shmor Lacho, Shmor Navshacha Ma'id.
It's safe.
Well, so if you're the Baalim, get rid of it. Right?
So it is and from both sides.
It's true. The Maka is, Lo Yipol HaNaifel, don't have someone else fall. But the Rambam's mitzvah of Ishamor Lacho, Shmor Navshacha, is that you should safeguard your own self. Don't allow yourself to be in a dangerous situation. Maybe this is timely before summertime. People go on all kinds of interesting trips and vacations and start, doing various activities of bungee jumping or hang gliding. I don't know what people do in Shigasan these days. You have to think carefully. Is this safe or is this dangerous? Sometimes the thrill of it is because it's dangerous. Well, then you have to really, I'm not really going into the details of each of these types of activities, but this would be the issue. If to do something that's an endangerment, to go, safari, to go skate caving, to go, there's all kinds of dangerous activities that people do for thrills, is more nafshu kamaid. Be careful with your life. Now, that is a very creative, it would seem, reading of the pasuk. Because the pasuk, in context, in Parshas Ve'eschanan, right after Sheni, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to tell the Bnei Yisrael, don't forget about Har Sinai. Remember Yom Hashem Adol Bnei Hashem Elokecha B'chori Ba'om Hashem Elai V'tikvon Alai Kulchem. And it goes through the whole story of what you saw. You didn't see any kind of tuna. You just saw, be careful not coming to Avodah Zarah because of that. Migoy Gol Shalom Korei Ba'lo V'Kashem Elokeinu V'Asher Ro Elokim B'Davri Lo V'Teichesh K'Asher Shemata Tov Yechi. A whole long, and then it comes to us as a difference. A lengthy description about remembering about. Etc. So, in context, the pasuk seems to say, "Be very careful, never forget about Har Sinai." It doesn't seem to be very careful not to go into dangerous and hazardous kind of situations. So it seems to be a little bit creative on the Rambam's part to have said that this is a mitzvah say. The Gaon on location, amongst others, references a Gemara in Brachis. And the fact that it brings the source of Gemara in Brachis is itself a fascination. Gemara in Brachis is a story, probably everyone here knows the story, about a chassid that was davening along the way, and a goyish officer, general, whoever it was, comes along and rides up to him and says, "Hi, good Jew." No response, in the middle of davening. "Well, I said hi," and no response. So he waits for him until he's done, and he's angry at him. He says, "Doesn't say in your Torah." This guy seems to have been a little bit educated. He knows Pesukim. He says, "Doesn't say in your Torah, Raki Shalom Lecho, Shmor Nafshecha, V'Ksiv V'Shparatim Bot Nafshel Seichem." So if I say Shalom to you, you don't answer me, what kind of chutzpah is that? You know, I could chop off your head and no one would have to answer to no one. You know, you put yourself in danger. How can you do like that? Don't you keep the Torah? That's what he came with a religious argument with him. Didn't say, my covet, you stood me up. You know, you're not keeping your Torah. So the chassid said, "Well, give me a moment to explain." Okay, fine. What would be if you would go in front of your king, and while you're talking to your king, someone would come over to you and say, "Hi, Joe," would you go and turn around and start talking to him? No. And if they did, if we do it, they would chop off my head. So Kavu Chaimer, if you're speaking to your king, you wouldn't go and do that. Your king is only here as long as he's here, and he lives only as long as he lives, etc. And I'm speaking to the Melech Malchim Lech Malkadosh Baruch Hu, and you expect me to go and speak to another person that comes over to me at the same time? So amazingly, the Hegemon smiled and he said, "You're right," and the Chassid was let go of Vishal. That's the story of the Gemara in. So this Hegemon that miraculously HaKadosh Baruch turned around his heart from cold to warm, this Hegemon that was ready to kill for nothing, a Russia, a Hegemon, he darshened this pasuk like the Rambam darshened it. So that's the Makor to the Rambam. Verbatim, how Hegemon, right, darshan pshat and pasuk like the Rambam's made. The Rambam has a Makor. It's an amazing thing of a Makor. There's another Makor, though, at the Gemara in Shuas, where the Mishnah says over there that there's a law of being mekalel a cheresh or ava ve'imai, or to give a curse or to any other yid. Mishnah also says there's a law to mekalel your own self. Mekalel atzmo v'chaveru b'kulu, with any kind of a shame or a kinoi, over below saseh. And the Gemara over there says, Amr Abyanai, where's atzmo, where's the law to give it against Malchus? It's the law of Dereisa, for giving a person's a curse to his own self. So there the Gemara in a halacha context, not a Hegemon in that kind of story context, darshan is the same pasuk like this. So this is the Makor that you can't go and do something that's going to be self-damaging. Pshat Chumash is not like that. So Pshat is, go back and you read the Chumash, it could be that's what the pasuk is saying. If the pasuk would say, that means be careful, don't forget. But it's not just Tamash Shmuz about health. It's saying you have to take care of yourself. You know what's vital for yourself? It's not enough to breathe and to eat and to sleep in order to be able to be alive. You have to remember there's a Torah. Keim Chayeno. But what the Pasuk is saying is take care of yourself. Rishmor Navshecha Ma'id. Now, part of the tights of the Shmur Nafshecha Ma'id is take care of yourself. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling you, you know what? You can't take care of yourself if you don't know to remember Har Sinai. If you don't know what you're here for in life, what you're here in this world for, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of you, what's going to be Schar V'Aydesh, what's going to be Ganan Gehenim. If you don't know those things, you're not taking care of yourself. So all the health and exercise you do in the world, which is very important, is part of Shmur Nafshecha Ma'id is Padishka Dvar V'Shoru Enecha. But the tights of the Pasuk of Shmur Nafshecha Ma'id is talk about what it says. Shmor Nafshe Kabod. Take good care of yourself.
How can I say that, though?
That's a good kasha. A lot of Achraim go, the Menachos Kina asks the kasha, and the back of the Frankel Rambam has listed this long about Achraim go on that kasha. But I'm understand, it's a mitzvah say, see, pen tishkach is a los say. Do not forget. A mitzvah say is, take care of your health. That's not a hishomer that you shouldn't do a lav. If it's a hishomer, don't eat chazer. That's a carefulness not to do a lav. Over here is a mitzvah say. A mitzvah of you is lishmor es nafshecha. Keep yourself healthy and strong physically and spiritually. Physically, take care of your health. Spiritually, don't forget about Har Sinai. So that's the mitzvah say is take care of yourself. Keep yourself well. Right. So that's in it when it says yishamer and you shouldn't do something. That's a yishamer on a non-doing. Over here, it's a hishamer to do. I want you to be shamer. So shamer over there is don't do malacha. Be shamer Shabbos in the what? The zachar is the mitzvahs that say of kiddush and covered and onig Shabbos. The shamer is the shmirish of Shabbos, is not the bechala Shabbos. The shamer is the Shabbos of kachal means keep it kiddush by not doing malacha, right? Therefore, that's
where. Because we assume that
Shomer
means...
Right, closer. Right. So since Shomer over there is a lav, Shomer pen for Allah's in say. So there the Torah is telling you, don't do certain things, which Chazal have a drasha, Eilu HaDvarim, or a Vishka, or a drasha, or a lav of Desmolachis. But that's things that you should not do. Or if this is not you should not do, this is, I want you to take care of yourself.
Is this at least an essay analyst say? Because pen
tishkaf is in the You could learn like that. The Rambam doesn't say it, but you could learn like that. Okay. So that's a way possibly to learn Pshat and the Chumash in order to be able to accommodate this. So here we have now.
Right, and also the Mishnah Shavuot says.
There's a Loza say.
Right.
Rak Yishomer Lecha ושבור נפשי לך לעוד. רק ישמר לך, ישמר, maybe that's ישמר פן ועל אינו ולא זעשה, that's the ישמר. ושמור נפשי לך מאוד is מסעשה. Maybe the shmor is the asay and the hishamir is the los asay. I don't know. I didn't go through all the karim over there listed in the Frankel Rambam. They handle with this why it's asay, los asay. But somehow you have to reconcile with the chumash and figure that out. But what we do have over here is a mitzvah asay in the Torah, according to where the Rambam Shulchan Aruch paskin it, to watch out for our safety and avoid things that are hazardous or potentially dangerous to a person. I was going to tell you something else we're going around. Okay. Along those lines, there's a Ber Gaila at the end of Chayshe Mishpat. This is a paraphrasing of his words, it's very close to his words, but not exactly. That explains a reason why a person can't say, listen, it's my life. I can do what I want with it. Person says, Isser of Ratzicha, a person allowed to kill himself. That's a puzzling in Parshas Neir that says, I'll even demand from your own, you can't do that to your own self. But without doing that, but to take chances, okay, it's my life. So he gives a reason. A Tom, why it's Usr. Tom shall Usr the Misakh himself. He says a philosophical reason, a Amunah reason. A reason why understanding what a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ruts in the whole world is. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world, why Kadosh Baruch Hu make me and you? Is because he wants to be made to us. He wants to be made to us. He says you have to earn it. And that's why I want you to get to your Olam Haba, and I want to give you the Schar L'Netzach and Netzach for everyone afterwards. If a person is going to now take chances with his life, with his safety, with his life, then he's saying he's mara ba'atzmai she'ena rotza lo ba'avedas ha'bairei v'lo ba'schare. He's saying all that's not important. You want me to do a job, I'll take a risk of not doing it, getting off the train right now. You want me to give me schar, I'll take a risk of not earning it. But that's being disloyal to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do something like that, to be alive and to be alive with them and to be able to do them. And that completes the Ritzayin Hashem, not to take any chances with that. And I added to that the Ritvaz in Hilchos Sanhedrin, which I gave you over here, says, Rama over there says, so a reason why a person is so if I admit that I owe $1,000 to someone, then no matter what they didn't say, I have to pay the money. You believe me, I'm more than that. But if I come to Bez and I admit that I have Chai Malchus, that I did something that's Chai Malchus, they say, Ain't a Mas Russia. I say, I'm a Machai myself, what does what did? So Rambam says, there's psychological reasons. First says, Xavier Zakasov. First is the Karvites, the Atzma, he's not Neman. Rambam says, a psychological reason because maybe he's a depressed person. Maybe he's, masochistic or suicidal, just wants to suffer. So for that book, there are deranged people, there are depressed people that like suffering, so you can't take his word on that. That's how the Rambam explains it, even though it's like, there's a kasa, but I'll give a reason. So the Rambam says, once you're giving reasons already, I'll give you a reason. The reason is because the Pasuk says in Sefer Yecheskel, HaNefashos Liyehena Nuhum Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, your life is not yours, your life is mine. I gave you life as a bikadain to use, and it's not yours, it's mine. It's yours to drive and steer your way through life. But it's Hanafash Lihan, that's mine. Therefore your money, that's yours. If you want to be motive, if you want to give it away, you can do that. Your life, you're not a violent one that. And therefore it's not a hodos bal din. That's how he explains it. By the same token also, if you're a shamer, you have no right to be negligent with something that doesn't belong to you, or take a chance of Chas V'Shalom damaging it. Therefore, a person has to avoid situations of sakana to know that this is halak. This is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's halak kamimal on a halakhadika terms, without all the kedusha and ruchnius elements of that. But this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's. I have to take good care of it. I'm a shamer, and I have to be a shamer neman. Okay. That's in terms of the chiyuv of not taking chances of sakanis.
It seems like the baragola things would come first. No?
Excuse me?
It seems like the reason the baragola gives would come first, meaning because you're just saying you're not even in the game. You're not. To come onto the halacha, you have to already be accepting that you're
The Ravaz is saying it's a matter of ownership, right? The baragola is a matter of tachlis, right? You're here for a purpose, right? And you can't abrogate, you can't defect, and go AWOL, you know, when you're in the service of the king. Now, there's a series of gemaras over here, in Nida, in Ksuvis, in Shabbos, and in Vodazara. There's maybe one or two others that I left out, where the gemara says a concept where the people are allowed to do things that are known to be dangerous, but it's part of normal activity, and even though there's an element of danger in it, we say all that Shemar B'Sayim Hashem, and sometimes we use the expression of Min HaShemayim Yirachamu, and we say you can go ahead and do it, and the Rebbe Yisrael will take care. And the question is to get some kind of a handle on a guideline when you could and when you don't say that kind of an approach of saying, it's up to Rabbi Yishlam, I'll leave it up to him. Four examples over here are these Gemaras. I think I left out one or two. And the Gemara in Nida is talking about an Isha that's Muberis at certain times during the course of the Ibur, where it's healthy and beneficial for the mother and or for the child, the unborn child, developing child, to have tashmu with the father, the husband. And at one particular point, on day 90, the end of the first trimester, it's kilo sheva dami, it's detrimental. That's of Gemara Mino Yada. The person doesn't generally know the exact day of conception and therefore counting exactly of when's 90 days, Mino Yada. Or Rabbaya, Mishamish Fahel, he just goes on a normal way of his living together. Mishayim, Mishayim, Misham, and don't worry about it. There might be a one in whatever percentage of chances of a sakana. Mishayim, Mishayim, Misham, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, I think it's Kufta Zayin. Shemar B'Sayim Hashem. It's in the middle of Halal. Havdigish Hashem is clearly Dachanunai. B'Shemar B'Sayim Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu, watch out for the ignorant and people that don't know what they're doing. Another place the Gemara talks about is by Meshamish B'Moch, which is maybe something similar to that. Certain women at certain points, it's unhealthy for them to have a possibility of conception and of Ibor. Could be unhealthy, could be dangerous and danger their life. There's machlokes were made in Rabbanon about you using a moat, contraceptive, which is machlokes Rashi and Ben Tamar. We're not going into that right now, it means beforehand or afterwards. But the bottom line, the Chum say, in all these cases, just go and act normally and naturally together. Just rely, Baruch will take care of the world. That's his business. I just act, do my normal thing. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about certain days that are good or not good for bloodletting. Maybe that applies to optional scheduled kind of surgery as well. That certain days for different reasons are positive or negative for that. The Gemara says Sunday, yes. Wednesday, yes, and Friday, yes, but Monday and Thursday, no. Monday and Thursday are the days of Yimei Adin. That's why we have Hurachim on the day. That's where the Bezin sits. And just like Bezin sits in the Mata, likewise it sits over in the Mala. Also, there are people that fast every Monday and Thursday. So, therefore, that's dangerous days to do anything dangerous, including bloodletting. What about Tuesday? It's not a Monday or Thursday. It's not a day of Din. But there's a certain kind of mazel of Madim of Mars in a certain position in the sky, which therefore makes it also to be dangerous. Friday more, it's exactly the same thing on Friday also. Tuesday and Friday are both the third day, the sets and sets of the days. After the Gemara, you're right, but since people normally do that before Shabbos, go to the mikveh, sit in the schwitz, do some bloodletting, that's when you take care of all these kinds of things. People do their jogging on Friday afternoon, whatever they do. Came with the doshah b'rabim, since it became common practice, that's how people live. Shem b'sayim b'shem, go on with normal living, and don't worry about the Rishon takes care of the world. And the last one is about the sugi of Gilui, where there's a frequency of dangerous snakes, which Baruch Hashem in urban areas we don't have. But people live in such locales that they do have such a problem that there's a lack of not having mayim megulim, things that a snake could drink from. It might have left some venom behind. It might be dangerous. So that there's a mishnah in Maseches Trumos has a whole arichas on the rules of what gili is usher. If you find fruits that have holes poked in them that might have been from bites, for you know who had bit it, maybe it was a bad mistake, so you can't eat it. But if you just find something broken open and you can't see if there's any bites at all, you're allowed to eat it. Maybe it was bitten by a snake. Same thing about nighttime, if you can't see what you're eating, if you don't have lights, you don't have to worry about it. Why? So all these cases you find that you don't know. There is an element of sakana in each of these kind of situations. And yet, I could just go ahead and ignore it. Now, I'm not purposely choosing to do something that's dangerous. I'm not going and doing a dangerous activity. I don't know over here that there is a hazardous material and going and putting myself in dangerous way. But these are all activities that can be described as being dangerous. And as Chazal assessed them, there is an element of danger if certain things or factors are, let's say, if it's the 90th day or things similar to that. And yet we say, don't worry about it. Shem b'sayim Hashem. So what's the handle on that? So the two points that we find in the earlier Mefarshim is the Tosfos writ on that Gemara of Orozara by the fruits that are bitten, that are broken open. Abagav de mikri menakri. Sometimes the snakes do eat from these kind of fruits, as the Mishnah does talk about when there's poking marks in them, then they're aser. Leichashinu b'neish ein regilim, k'mosh regilim al mashkin. To drink from liquids, that's a constant. That's where they are frequent, where they are around. They'll certainly come out of their holes and drink if you leave some water out. Not that they always do it, but there's a more common occurrence of that happening. But for them to come and eat from solid foods is a ein regilim. It's a rarity. And so that's a rarity, then we have a right to say, Shem v'shem v'shem. Point number one. Point number two, turn the page. The Pilbul Charifta on the parish on the rush in the back of the Gemara over there, that place, says a rule. B'chol dovra hashchiach, something that's a common situation. People eat fruits. People have a relation with their wife. People bloodlet. We're not so used to it nowadays, but in those days it was common practice. In Sinai Hospital, they used to have a display in the front lobby of the bloodletting tools that they used to use, earlier in Sinai Hospital, 75 years ago. But they had a whole double display, I don't know, years ago in the front lobby of, a little bit gross. But, that's what they used to do. That was common practice. I mean, this is not ancient Babylon. This is in Sinai in Baltimore. This was until, let's say, less than 100 years ago, what the people did for 5,000 years. So that's a davar hashchiach. That's part of regular, ordinary activities. Davar hashchiach rogel b'hu, and then something that people are accustomed normally to just do in the course of normal activities. I'm not doing something, putting myself out on a limb, and doing something, abnormal. This is davar rogel hashchiach. So in that arena, the samchei ha'kra, that we always rely on this pasuk of Shem b'sayim Hashem.
Gimel Mashem fall into that category? The Gimel Mashem says specifically that those that is a. It says specifically that those
the,
are.
These cases are the frequency of the actual danger situation is rare. That's what the Tosfos Rid saying, but the activity itself is a common practice. People bloodlet, people have relations, people eat fruits at night or that are broken, and that's just normal activity. So when you're doing something that's normal activity of life, and the element of danger is minimal, so then on that you say, you don't have to start worrying about what ifs. You couldn't drive on the highway if you worry about what ifs. There's more fatalities on the highway, Hashem Yishmerenu, than there are in wars. In Israel, there's been more fatalities on the roads than there have been in all the wars in the last 60 or 70 years. So you shouldn't be able to drive on the road. But often, it's a normal way of activity. People drive and go back and forth to out of town all the time. And yes, you try to be careful, and you might cause a shalom, whatever might circumstance may be, Hashem Yishmerenu. that you can say Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Much, much, much more dangerous to drive on a highway than go on an airplane. When it happens, Chas V'Shalom, it's spectacular. The whole world's talking about when there's all the different kinds of things that have happened the last number of years. But every single day, there's thousands and thousands of flights in America, alone, the whole world, tens of thousands of flights. And blind horror, they all land safely. So it's the amount of people proportionally that get hurt on highways compared to on airways is staggeringly much more, Hashem Yishmeinu, on the highways. So you're allowed to drive on the highway. So Rabbi Isha takes this up. And this is the tshuva I wanted to read. And I have to tell you, I was coming when I'm reading this tshuva off of another tshuva written by another Chashuv Talmud Chacham. Not in 5 leagues down below the Igros Maisha. Chashuv Talmud Chacham that works on these inyanim. And he printed a whole article about answering smoking, cigarettes and such, tobacco, because it's a hazard, it's a sukkah that's known, and therefore the Hashem B'Sayim wants to explain why it doesn't apply, and why it should be also be dinner. He doesn't see any way to explain why it's better. I was very skeptical about the article, and I looked around, I found the tshuva, two tshuvas, there's a couple other tshuvas, but these two that are brought over here, from the Igros Maisha. And you see Mamash HaPesach Gador at work, how he takes it apart. First one is a little tiny short tshuva, and then a second one that he comes and really deals with it head on. In the first little tshuva, they're 20 years apart, he simply says, yes, Avada, you should avoid doing so. Vada Roy Lizar Mazet. But to say that it's Aser, no, since it's common practice, then on that you could say, Shalom Hashem Hashem, as a couple of Gemara say. That's for him, it's Darba Pasha, that Shalom Hashem Hashem. But obviously someone pushed him a little bit further over the years and nudged him to explain a little bit more what's the criterion over here. So in another Igros Maisha, which I gave you the reference over here, this is his verbatim, this is his wording. He explains the Yesod HaDavar. And he says that even if everyone in the world is doing something that's crazy, it doesn't give you a right to do something that's crazy. Right? It's not normal living. Let's say one of these kind of activities, like hang gliding or something like that. I don't know what the frequency of accidents are, or skiing, or I don't know. One of these kind of activities that there's no reason to do it. We don't live in a situation that I have to ski cross country in order to be able to get to where I have to get to. It's just done for fun, or for exercise, or for outing, or for whatever thrills. If you would have something, whatever the particular activity is that you want to say that that's considered to be dangerous, that's not part of normal life for us. Right? So that, everyone does it, so everyone's crazy. Right? That's not a heter. The heter over here is because it's part of normal life, A. And B, the frequency of the incidence of danger is extremely low. And for most people, it doesn't affect them at all. So he says, for instance, there are foods that the Rambam described that you shouldn't eat. Well, the Rambam doesn't say it's also to eat them. It's his recommendation and advice, you shouldn't eat them. Because for 98% of the population, it does not hurt their stomach or their health one drop. There's 2%, or whatever the numbers are, I don't know the percentages, that it does affect them adversely. So the Rambam says, like, what do you have to be a chacham and take a chance over there? There's plenty of other foods to choose from. But it's something that is most people are not affected by it. And the people that are a small meat. And it's in the normal course of things that people do like to have a variety of foods. Or people do activities like those that we listed beforehand. So then on that you say, Mishem B'Soyim Hashem. And it goes to the Rambam Hilchos Deos, a show that's consistent over there. I'll call it Dvarim Ha'elub, Shepardo Samlo Shaykhla, to answer because of Azakana. Marisha Merov, Hevanyana Hana, Leruba the Ruba, the Inshila Mazlo Klum. As long as you have a Ruba the Ruba, an overwhelming majority of people are not affected by it at all, then you can't say it's Aser for everyone to do it. If a person happens to know he himself is more susceptible and sensitive to it, of course, yeah, then you know that that's an issue for you. But obviously, you don't have to assume it. So Mela, he says, regarding smoking, it's the same thing. Those people that enjoy it, and certainly those people that are hooked onto it, right? So for them, it's part of their lifestyle. And overwhelmingly, people are not affected by it. So the article that I read recently by the other Talmud Chacham quoted that he did his research on this, he's a big researcher, he says that 1% of people that smoke end up with serious disease from it. 1%. Right? That means 99% are not affected by it in any serious way. I don't know, that sounds a little bit surprising to me. I never did research on it to be able to find out. If you want to come back next week and tell me more, you can tell me. I thought it was higher than that, but it's still a small meal. That's what his research says, he quotes. But he's trying to build a case why it should be usher, because he wants to say that you have to be chayshish for 1%. 1% is batel b'shishim. 160 is 1.6. I'm not saying it's insignificant. One person is significant. But you have to be chayshish for 1 out of 99, 991. So that's what he's saying. Since it's a ruba de ruba that are not affected by it, and for them it's a common way of life. So you could be miayans them that it's not a wise thing to do. You can miayans them that why you do things that just for taiva, t'chlosu b'gaiva v'sofu b'taiva, they say, right? If just for hanah, which could even take a chance, it's not a smart thing to do. Besides, it wastes a lot of money, it wastes a lot of time, and you have to stand outside, and you know, otherwise you bother other people, and you have a bad breath on your mouth. All kinds of good reasons why you shouldn't do it. And, you know, certainly a time of chacham should be above that. But you can't go up and say, oh, sir, that's that, you know, he takes a cholesterol into account.
What constitutes a normal way of life? 50% of people do it, or 20% do it, 70% do it? Obviously, much fewer people smoke now than smoke 30
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, a lot more people. Yeah, the second Jew he wrote in Toshim Memalef, 81. Right. So, Baruch Hashem, now things have significantly decreased. And Kamat in America, you're not allowed to smoke in any kind of public place, a public building.
So what if only 20% smoke?
But you go down in front of Sinai or Hopkins or any of these hospitals, and by the outside, you'll see all the nurses are smoking.
You see the patients too.
Oh, yeah, they said they'll come in their wheelchairs. They got to get a smoke. It's almost like unbelievable. He has another tube I didn't bring down over here. That he talks about whether you could say that it's usher to smoke on Yom Tov, because the Gemara says that to burn incense on Yom Tov, which most people aren't interested in it, therefore is not enough for shavu l'chol nefesh. So he says nowadays, Baruch Hashem, the people, it's getting more, less and less percentage of the people that are smoking. Let's say it's now down to 20%, or maybe less than that, are people smoking. Maybe it's down to 10%. I'm not sure where it's holding now. Baruch Hashem, it's greatly reduced. So maybe we can say it's not enough for shavu l'chol nefesh, and therefore even for the smoker, it'd be usher on Yom Tov. So he says, the Maisa, there's hundreds of millions of people that are smoking every day. You can't tell me something that hundreds of millions of people all around the whole world are doing is not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Right. So other than in India, there's not hundreds of millions of people in America that are burning incense. That's a tiny amount. Right. But that's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. But there's hundreds of millions of people that are smoking. So I strongly recommend no one does it. But to say it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, that doesn't have a lachic basis.
So how about Mr.
Light Svasra Bihudah Chassid?
Close up a window or things like that. Why isn't that a
Shemr? It's not pushed the whole getter of the Svasra Bihudah Chassid, especially whether it was only for his Mishpacha or for everyone else. Okay. And how much was Mokubal and Kleistro, how much was not. So that, you know, that's, those are Nyani Kabbalah. It's not, we're talking over here things that says in Gemara, things we know physically are so. Those are things that we don't have a clear Messiah on, and that physically we don't know anything wrong with having the Shviger with the same name as you.
So therefore it's more Kal
and
more Chamer.
Pashas, it's much more Kal. The element of Zakan over there is not clearly defined. And then you have to know what the Messiahs are. You ask Asher Shal when that comes up, if the Tumukhutan are the same name, or you know, to different things that he talks about. This is a little hagdara. Now, where I was going from last time is what I'm going right now with my chavura is about shahs of chaya shah and making choices of procedures that are dangerous, but on the other hand, could be life saving, and that's a sugya chavura really based on in a sugya of Arizara, and it comes up with a lot of very interesting pieces to it. I don't know if the Eilim has interest in this or whether I'm going too far afield. We have to go back to the Chayish Mishpat. Too far afield. Yeah. No? I see a vote over here the other way. Okay, we'll have to think about this. Next week, Be'ez Hashem, there will be a shir. The following week after that, I'm going to be away, Be'ez Hashem. And after that, we'll have to see. So At worst, you're going to have to recite one more. Okay, my friend.